is Al Simpson. The administration's policy of normalizing our legal immigration channels with Cuba is a good one. Join us in just a moment when Ted Kennedy and I face off. The heartrending taking of hostages by Cuban prisoners in the Oakdale and Atlanta prisons has caused injury to a good policy, Ted. That policy is essential to the establishing of legal immigration channels with Cuba. We suspended all legal immigration from Cuba after the Mariel boat lift, when 125,000 people headed for our shores, and Jimmy Carter welcomed them all. And then Castro mixed some 2,700 hardened criminals into that flow. Unless and until we return those tough cookies, we cannot accept the worthy legal immigrants from Cuba. The rich privilege of immigrating to the United States should be reserved for honest, law-abiding, and earnest persons. Let us stand with this administration as they carry out the bargain to exclude these foreign criminals from our midst.
Al, tragic as those riots were, they prove that Fidel Castro's pigeons have come home to roost. He opened his jails and mental hospitals in 1980 and dumped thousands of convicts and mental patients on the United States. Now the tables are turned and Castro is embarrassed. His prisoners in Atlanta and Louisiana were rioting to keep from being sent back to his cruel regime. As a Boston journalist observed, Cuba must be some kind of place if those rioting detainees would rather stay behind bars in an American jail than be on the street in Havana. Talk about voting with your feet. We ought to be working to improve relations with Cuba, Al, and the immigration agreement is a good first step, in spite of the riots it triggered. One other point, Al. I've often criticized Attorney General Ed Meese, but not this time. He did the right thing in handling the riots, and he deserves credit for that. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Daycare. It's a necessity for working couples. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.